Good night of Shabbos. This time period, this period between Pesach and Shavuos, is known as Sefiras HaOmer, which we know that the purpose is not just to count each day, the purpose is to perfect yourself. The Svarim tell us that when the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, while we were Zaycha to leave Mitzrayim, we were still on Memtesh Shari Tumah, we were still on a very low level. And the Avoda, and we weren't ready to receive the Torah, and the Avoda is to each day perfect yourself, to work on yourself, to be Zoche, to be a vessel in order to receive the light of the Torah on Shavuos. That's why even the Karban that's brought on the second day of Pesach, when we begin counting the Omer, is made from barley, which is animal feed, because on some level we were very animalistic, very low. And the Karban that's brought on Shavuos is from wheat, which is human food. It's to get to that Madrega. So this is a time period where we're trying to grow. And I personally, I don't know about everyone else, but I personally find it difficult, especially in the situation that we're in, to try to be inspired and to try to work on yourself when you're just trying to survive, and you're just trying to get through. Davening in the basement is less exciting than it was a month ago. So I just want to share a thought that I think might help. While we're still in this situation, when we're away from each other and away from shul, I saw this piece from Rav Pinkus, and I just want to read a few lines. This week's parasha, we're told of the service in Parshas Achrimais, it's Achrimais Kedoshim, but in Parshas Achrimais, we're told of the service of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The holiest Jew on the holiest time, the holiest place, is the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you notice something interesting, that the service of the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he was alone. And if Pinkus says these words, and I think it's mamish like a prophecy for what we're going through, just to mechazak ourselves, to try to daven a little bit, to learn a little bit. He says, Kashar Kohen Gadol haya bebeis kodesh hakadoshim. When the Kohen Gadol was in the Holy of Holies, on the holiest day of the year, v'avdus avadasa hara nayra, and he does his great and exalted service, hayuhu levadai sham. He was alone. Leya isha yiris maisav, and no one could watch him. Why is it that the holiest Jew in the holiest time of the year in the holiest place is alone? So says our Pinkus, Efshalonu lil min mizeh yisoid gadol b'avodis habayri. We could learn from this a great message for service of Hashem, Sha'avoida hama'ula b'haratsuya b'yoser, that the highest level a Jew can attain, the greatest service that you'll have for Hashem, is anas, is b'sheket, b'hester, is done when you're alone. Hatsneya leches imalekecha, that when you're alone, it's just you and Hashem. Some of the greatest service of Hashem, the greatest davenings you'll ever have, the greatest times you'll ever learn, is when you're alone. And Rav Pinkus says, Pa'am Radus, I understand Yeshna Mailam Yuchedis Davkim Oivdim Aseshem Bepumim Beroivam. I understand that there's a certain beauty to being with others and to being with a minion. And we're all dying to get back to that point. And there's a certain just energy that you get that you don't get when you're speaking to people on Zoom. And there's a certain energy that you don't have when you're davening alone. However, L'pam Tzer Davke Zatznei Alechas, but there's a certain beauty that you only get when you're alone and serving Hashem. Because it's natural that when you're davening amongst others, there's a certain limitation to what you could do. You can't daven as loud as you want. You can't shuckle. Hashivan, you could clap a lot, but in a lot of places you can't clap the way you want to, and you can't be honest to Hashem, and you can't cry the way you want to. There's a certain limitation. And on the contrary, a lot of times people will, they'll be looking around, maybe they'll daven, you know, they'll shuck a little more because they're looking around. How are people looking at me? I'm spacing out. I'm not spacing out. There's a certain element of your davening being for others. Says Rav Pinkus, the beauty of davening alone and of being alone and learning alone and serving Hashem alone is that there's no one else. It's not alone. It's not that Hashem necessarily wants you to be away from others. It's that He wants you to be with Him. And therefore, the Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the holiest time of the year, He's not with others. It's just Him and Hashem. I learned this, the Tzikas HaTzadik writes in the second piece, that that's what every bracha is. Every bracha, when he says, when you say a bracha, you're supposed to imagine that before you put on tefillin, you say the bracha of putting on tefillin, or before you light candles, or before you do, and candles, sorry, I didn't do before Ashkenaz, but afterwards. But whenever you do a mitzvah, and you say the bracha, what you're supposed to envision is Hashem is standing right there telling you to do it and watching you do it properly. And that's why the bracha starts off, Baruch Atah, you. Not the God. Not third person, you. He's standing right there. there's a certain beauty, there's a certain comfort, just you and Hashem, where Hashem is not looking, you don't have to look at others, and there's no limitations. And he says, "V'zemarel nemonis," when you are alone and you serve Hashem alone, that shows their faith, ahavas habayir amitis apnimis, that shows that 100% focus that Hashem has on you and you have on Hashem. That's what he says. That's why on the greatest day of the year, the Kohen Gadol is alone, because it allowed him to focus, it allowed him to be real, to not be limited to what other people are doing, to not be limited of how other people are going to perceive me. That's why we have to look at this time period. This time period is an opportunity that, you know, we get very used to davening in the basement. In the beginning it might be exciting, then over time you're like, okay, let's just go. But you have to look at it as an opportunity that it's you and Hashem. You could daven in ways that you never did before. And if you want to daven out loud, not Shemon Esrei, but if you want to daven out loud. If you want to sing, I think I heard Rabbi Weinberger say that someone said it's the best davening he's ever had because he's tone deaf and he normally can't sing so loud in shul, but now he could finally sing. It's, you shouldn't look at this as we're missing others. It's an opportunity for us to be with Hashem. Simply put, like every time you enter your house, you enter your room, you enter your basement to daven and to learn in this tkufa, you should look at it as the Kohen Gadol entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what it is. It's an opportunity. Because normally, halachically, we're not allowed to use this opportunity. But Hashem has given us an opportunity to daven alone and to be with Him one-on-one. We don't need a minion. You have Him, one-on-one. He is a captivated audience. And especially going into Shabbos, you know, Pinchas adds, you know, on, we sing Shalom Aleichem, and the last stanza is always very strange. And someone asked me recently about this, Tzeitzchem L'Shalom. We're asking them to go. Why would we want the Malachim to go? Shalom Aleichem, Bayachem L'Shalom, Berchuni L'Shalom, come, give us blessings, and Tzeitzchem L'Shalom. Now you can go. Why would you tell Malachim to go? So the Chafetz Chaim famously said that Tzeitzchem L'Shalom is talking about the angels of the weekday, not the angels of Shabbos. But says R' Pinchas, very simple. When a Kohen Gadol was alone in the Beis HaMikdash, the Medrash tells us the Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh Kedoshim, no one was allowed to be in that area, in the Beis HaMikdash. No one was allowed to be in the Azara. No, not even a Malach. Malachim were also had to leave. Madua, why? So says R' Pinchas, Mishum Shezer Rega Shel Yichud. Because that was a time where Hashem wanted 100% to be with Him, one on one. I don't want anybody else. I don't even want Malachim to take it away. It's a private audience that you have with the King. And anyone else being there detracts from it. Regashal Kesher, it's a moment of connection, Shenidreshes by Pratis Mushlemis, that requires 100% focus and attention. Lachain, and therefore Afilu Malachim, even Malachim are not allowed to be there. So says R' Pinchas, that's the Indian of Shabbos. Shabbos during quarantine. One on top of the other. Shabbos is a time just for us and Hashem. And therefore when we come home and we're about to have our meal, we say, Tzeitzchem L'Shalom, Malachim, you gotta go. It's us and Hashem now. That's why we have to look at this opportunity. We have to mechazik ourselves, we have to work on ourselves, to not get used to this, but to look at this as an opportunity that every time that you daven, don't just let the davening, you lose track of days here. Everyone knows you lose track of days. Don't lose track of davenings either. Don't lose track of daf yomis, of learning, of tehillim. Look at this as an opportunity to be alone, because some of the greatest service of Hashem is when no one else is there. You're not doing it for anybody else. It's just you and Hashem. That's why you have to look at these tefillas. Is Baruch Hashem, you have an opportunity to daven the way we really want to daven. Rav Tzadok writes this in one of his savos, that you see how a person is made of, is where do they run when they're in danger? That's their main place. That's where they feel safest. We have to mechazik ourselves during this time period to show how we daven when we're alone, because that's the real davening. That's who we really are. We have to look at this as an opportunity that Hashem wants for us to focus. He wants us to see one-on-one, to be real with Him. No one else looking, no one else is going to watch, no one else is going to care. It's mamish, the greatest opportunity to show how connected you are on Hashem on a one-on-one level, where no one else is seeing and no one else is watching and no one else is even aware of. And those are the greatest tefillos that you'll ever have. It's mamish like a Kohen Gadol on Kodesh Kedoshim. We should be zeichet to enter the Shabbos. It's mamish like Kodesh Kedoshim on Shabbos. It's just us and Hashem. You use this opportunity to grow. Bez Hashem, we should all have a wonderful Shabbos. And all of this will at some point end, and we'll get together. But until that point, we should use this opportunity to daven in a real way, and we should have a wonderful Shabbos. And I'll see you guys very, very soon. Bez Hashem in person.